You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. We're in the house. I got my homeboy, my producer Poppy in the building. Tell him what's up.
Yo, yo, what's up, homie, daddy song?
It's good, man. You know, it's been a wild sports week. Everything yeah. with basketball, everything For with sure. the wrestling going on as well. But we start every episode the same way we always do. What type of wrestling fan were you this week?
Okay, all right. Do you want to kick things off? Or you want me to start off the festivities?
Go ahead, start off the festivities.
All right. So I wasn't sure how I wanted to describe my wrestling fandom this past Getcho week. But while I was at work, I finally got the epiphany in my head, so to speak, right?
Okay.
So I would classify myself as a factory reset wrestling fan. And let me explain what I mean by that.
Explain.
You know when you have to like sometimes factory reset your phone or laptop, you know, either it's like mm-hmm. it's running too slow or like it's too cluttered, or you just want to like make it feel like it's a brand new device. Well, when you do that, you oftentimes have to re-download apps, you have to rediscover things that you had on mm-hmm. your phone. Don't immediately have the you know, that Google or Apple transfer stuff, you know, mm-hmm. on your device. And that's kind of how it is with my wrestling fandom. I kind of had to factory reset my fandom for a lot of wrestlers and a lot of, like, storylines and stuff. Like, I wasn't feeling the whole Liv Morgan, revenge tour thing. But the last couple weeks, you know, I had to factory reset on that because I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm starting over. You know, last week I gave shit to Dom. Both on Getcho and I kind of gave him shit on SmackDown as well because he's turning his back on Mommy. You know, he's growing mm-hmm. out of the stash. I wasn't really feeling the stash, you know. But then this past Monday, you know, he was rocking the reverse snapback. He had the stash going. I don't know, something about him just like really felt like
he was more of a team player. This time
he was more of a team player, sneaky
conversations.
Yeah, there was no Liv Morgan shenanigans that I actually noticed or paid attention mm-hmm. to this past week. So he just felt like one of the homies again. Judgment Day seemed like they were on the same path, you know, like on the same wavelengths. And then you just kind of go with other stuff, you know. I just like resetting my fandoms for everyone. Like Damian Priest, I was slow on. Back high on him again, you know. So many other people, such as like Damage Control, I'm back high on Io Sky because you know she took a bit of a dip losing that title. She's back up on the up and up. Lyra Valkyria, a wrestler that I wasn't really vibing like that with, but you know, I'll get into it once we get to our winners and losers. You know,
okay.
It's been mostly that, just kind of like factory resetting my fandom, like getting a refresh, just getting a new perspective and starting things over anew with all these storylines and characters.
No, I feel that. I understand that, especially if, you know, if you want to take it back to the old school, you know, when you play like Super Nintendo mm-hmm. or Sega Genesis or anything like that. And like, you know, you reach a certain level and you're like, damn, you know, this is too hard. And then you reset.
Right.
And then, you know, you power up. And then when you get to that eighth level, now you know what to do. You know, not saying that I've done that many times, but I have.
Very detailed description of what you just said. I'm not casting any spells. I'm just saying.
Right. No, but the type of wrestling fan I've been is kind of like a belligerent drunk wrestling fan. Just because, like, when you're at a party, because I feel like this day and age in wrestling is kind of like, you know, when you first turn 21 and you want to try all these different drinks, right? You want to take different shots, right? We just had Wrestling Dangtaku, right? Now we got Super Juniors taking a shot of that, right?
Right.
Then we're, you know, we're hitting it. We just got off of Backlash, right? Got a little, like, you know, hit of that. Mm-hmm. And now we're ready, getting into the King of the Ring tournament, right? Queen of the Ring tournament as well. Got a hit of that. The matches for the tournament qualifications have just been nothing but, like, you know, goodness.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Like, a lot of the matches haven't really missed either, too, from both the men and the women.
There hasn't been just a single bad drunk. Match. No, real.
You're right. Right.
I would say
off of wrestling is the type of fan I've been.
Sounds like you've been an intoxicated wrestling fan.
Yes. There you go.
With all this wrestling.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm about it.
I need to go to Alcohol Anonymous, just like Jeff Hardy, you know. I need to go to AA meeting.
Yeah.
To get off my liquor addiction for wrestling.
Just make sure you stay quiet when Samoa Joe is sharing with the group.
Shout out. Okay. Like you started off. Let's get into our winners and losers, right? So you're talking about winner, Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah, I actually have her as one of my winners. The crowd got behind her with the chanting, just like they did in NXT. You know, like they do the entrance, dun dun dun, woo woo, dun dun woo woo.
Right.
So they didn't really do that, I think, the first time last week, or if they did, I wasn't paying too much attention to it. Mm-hmm. But last night on Raw, it was so loud. The presentation for her full on entrance, because last week she didn't really get an entrance. She did a run in to help Becky.
It was short,
and she stayed in the ring to do her match against Dakota. However, this week around, she had a full entrance with the whole pomp and circumstance. It was very theatrical. Man, she won me over. The factory reset worked. I'm all aboard. And then her stock is rising with interacting with the likes of Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, too. Damage Control. Mm-hmm. Those interactions are really helping. She's going to be in the semifinals for Raw, or the finals for Raw, next week against Io Sky. She's my favorite to go to the finals of the Queen of the Ring to Saudi Arabia and maybe even get that crown. That'd be good. So who knows? She looks good.
Because Bianca and Jade are still in it, right?
Bianca and Jade are still in it on the SmackDown side, but so is Tiffany Stratton. And that's the thing. SmackDown side is heavy. It's kind of like the Western Conference over on SmackDown with the women. And then on Raw, it was just kind of like the two. It was Lyra and it was Io. And then on SmackDown, like, you got like Nia, you got Jade, you got Bianca, you got Tiffany. It's like, man, it's heavy loaded over there.
No, it is. And it's funny, too, because sometimes these matchups and then the winner are kind of predictable. Mm-hmm. I really don't know who they're going to go with, right?
Yeah.
Which is a winner for me. The entire tournament is a winner for me. You know, watching the promos yesterday, you know, Dragunov came out there and you talk about his promo talking about how some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Shout out Carl Clarkson. and then they had Gunther on the side.
Yeah.
So usually this leads me to believe that that might be the finals, right? Mm-hmm. But then they had the main event, you know, with Jay and him, which was like, you know, that's probably a match of the year candidate, I will say now, you know.
For sure.
And Jay ended up winning. So, like, I thought that was the final right there. But then, you know, they went with Jay. And, dude, like, I think rightfully so. I think Jay might win the King of the Ring for the men.
So, Matt was saying this on Smackin' Raw. Shout out to Matt. Cheap plug for Smackin' Raw.
Shout out.
He was saying that the finals is going to be Jey Uso versus Tama Tonga, and it's going to be like, and that's how you bring Jey back. You know, you entangle him back into the bloodline stuff. I shut it down immediately, but after Raw, it looks a little bit more plausible. I still don't see Tama Tonga getting all the way to the finals. My favorite to me is still Carmelo Hayes in the finals and winning the whole thing. He's my pick. Carmelo Hayes is
a Carmelo Hayes, Jey Uso for the finals?
Either that or Gunther versus Carmelo Hayes. Either or will.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Hayes versus Gunther, because they were in NXT, but Gunther was on his way out. And Carmelo was on his way up.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't think at that point, I don't think they physically cross paths. because at that time Carmelo Hayes was either like that Rising Stars or whatever, like breakout star, like tournament winner.
Yeah, breakout tournaments. Like he was on that breakout tournament type.
Yeah, run. Exactly. So either that's he had like the contract to cash in on the title, or he was the North American champion at the time. And I know he crossed paths with Bron Breakker because they unified the titles, right? The NXT UK and the NXT title.
Right.
But I don't believe we ever saw Melo versus Gunther, and that would be a fantastic match. Plus, I'm just really loving this new heel prickish Carmelo Hayes over on SmackDown, like giving shit to Bobby Lashley, giving shit to Baron Corbin, thinking he's hot shit. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, he is Shawn Michaels' son at this point.
No, for definitely yeah. That is Shawn Michaels' son. You know what I'm saying? For real. No, so yeah, that's definitely I see that as a winner too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A loser though is this Logan Paul Cody Rhodes match that we're about to have.
Oh yes. I had
you know too. Yeah, just because it's kind of like unwanted, you know, mm-hmm. who wants to see this? But then again, I understand that the Saudi show is not really canon. So this is a good reason to have this type of match, you know? Right. And Logan Paul always has pretty good matches here. The Saudi King, maybe? We call him the Saudi King?
I ain't going to call him that.
No. Hell no. No, but I mean, it is interesting. But it's weird, though, because I thought it would be title versus title.
So I was of the impression it's only for the WWE title, but Katie on Smackin' Raw was saying it was title for title, because Cody was saying that if he beats him for that U.S. title, he would be a Grand Slam champion, because I don't believe Cody has held the U.S. title. So,
oh yeah,
I don't know
IC, if they know. U.S. I mean IC tags. Yeah.
So he's held all those titles. So I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. There's a case to be made that the shows are canon, but I feel like it's a case-by-case basis with the Saudi shows. Like, it's dependent on how they wanted to fit their narrative. WWE will either consider it canon or non-canon, you know? Yeah. It's kind of like GT. It's the GT. It's the GT of WWE lore, you know?
But I was just going to say that. Hell no.
Nah, but yeah,
no, homie. But yeah. To be honest, I wouldn't mind if Cody carried both titles. If he carried the U.S. title and the World Heavyweight Universal Studios, whatever it is now. Universal Studios. I wouldn't mind if he carried both titles. I don't, especially since like Logan Paul. Yeah, he did something for the U.S. title, but it's like it's not being defended like it should be, like the IC title, you know.
Yeah, I feel you with that, but my personal belief on Cody winning both titles isn't necessarily a positive one, because he has to drop one of those titles, if not both, at some point. So before he even drops his WWE title, he might have to drop that US title, similar to what Seth did. However, Seth was kind of portrayed as a chicken shit heel, where Cody Rhodes is more of the rah-rah babyface. And I don't really see him getting pinned for a while, actually, if it's for the title. So I'm gonna say, like, shout out to his pops. We're probably going to get a dusty finish. It's going to be a non-finish. Either some DQ is going to happen, or some shenanigans is going to ensue where there's a DQ and no titles change hands.
No, I'm with you. I mean, it's probably going to happen that way. Just because, like, I mean, well, it happened that way with Drew McIntyre, right?
Yeah.
There was, like, a shady shenanigan thing that happened, because that's when Solo Sikoa came out. It's the same way from other matches, so I can see that happening.
For real. Yeah, for sure.
The other one I want to say is the Zoe Stark Valkyria match was also really good, too.
It was.
In terms of like what the women have done in the Queen of the Ring, like each match feels important too. Like this is probably the best version of this tournament that they have done. I mean, I know they brought it. Well, last year was the first time. Last year, right?
No. They brought it back. Like I think it was 2 years ago when Selena and Woods won it. And then they didn't do it last year.
But they didn't do it last year. Yeah, no. Okay. So this is the best version of the Queen of the Ring, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that's definitely a Triple H thing. But just having, like, I mean, you got Bianca in there. You got Io Shirai in there. You know, you were supposed to have Asuka in there, but you got Dakota Kai. Or not Dakota Kai. You had Zoe. You had Tiffany. So it's like they're combining what the breakout star was. And right. They're kind of using a little bit of that sazon for the Queen of the Ring.
I'm all about it. I'm all for it. I love me a good tournament. It's definitely for the wrestling junkie that you were proclaiming to be at the start of the episode.
So I mean, shout out Matt from Smackdown Raw. But like, yeah, he did say it's kind of like you got tournaments going on right now. May Madness, because you got the Super Juniors. You got the Super Juniors going on in Japan, and you got the Queen and the King of Ring tournament going on right now.
Right. And then over on NXT, they got that competition. They had like that combine thing for the women to determine who's going to be the 12 competitors to make it ladder match, you know, because on Tuesday today, we're going to have six competitors be announced, I'm assuming. I don't know if it's all today or some next week as well. But it's going to be 12 women wrestlers, and whoever wins their respective matches are going to make it into the ladder match to crown the first ever North American women's champion, which I'm very much excited for. I love the idea of a woman having a mid-card title. I think it's very much needed in both the main roster and main NXT.
Right. You know, okay, so I obviously I watched Smackdown Raw, shout out. So I heard that this is a little bit, the visual of the combine is a little bit of an issue. Like you kind of have a downgrade opinion.
So,
on it,
right? So here's my whole thing. And again, I already went into it on Smackdown Raw. Cheap plug, go ahead, check it out over there if you really want me to hear my opinion on this and go detail. I won't go too much into detail, but I just said that I wasn't too interested in the concept of a combine to determine 12 ranking competitors. Just pick who you're going to pick. And that's really it. I don't really need all that extra stuff. It's just extra stuffing in the turkey. And sometimes you don't need all that in your turkey. Sometimes you just need the meat and potatoes. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You don't
I just
need
want the you meat need and potatoes.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You don't need that.
Job right? Thanksgiving.
Who needs the casserole? Who needs the casserole,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. For real. However, just going off of what you were saying with like the whole Oscar was supposed to be in the tournament and got replaced by Dakota. That's actually one of my losers, the injury bug, and it keeps taking more names and adding more names to that list.
Yeah.
That injury list. So we had Zelina Vega actually had to be ruled out of her match against who was she facing?
Blair Davenport, was it?
No. So Blair Davenport was actually supposed to be in the match, and she got injured and got replaced by Nia Jax, from what I heard. And then Zelina Vega was supposed to be in the match, and she got replaced by she was supposed to face Shayna Baszler, and she got replaced by Maxine Dupri.
Right.
Yeah, so Asuka got replaced by Dakota. Bobby Lashley got replaced by Angelo Dawkins. Xavier Woods got replaced by Kofi Kingston. You know, Mommy's out. Dom is out. CM Punk's out. Drew McIntyre is out. Seth is out. Jimmy Uso's out. JC Jane broke her nose in the match. Nikita Lyons, Shotzi Blackheart, Charlotte, and Cruz del Toro, just to name a few. That's like 15 names right now, 16 names.
And those are big time players too.
Yeah, a lot of big time players. A lot of players that
big time. I mean, Nikita Lyons. I mean, she just came back because she was out for an injury for a while. Man.
Bro, she at this point she's the Brandon Roy of wrestling. Oh man.
No, not Brandon Roy, man.
Shout out Brandon.
The hope that what could have been.
Listen, you know? Man, at least she came back and wrestled, unlike Lonzo Ball that can't get back on the basketball court.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, he said he's feeling great.
He said, I saw the interview. He said he's feeling like 70%, but he wants to feel close to 100, We will see. I'm very skeptical that we will ever see him in the Bulls uniform again. If we do, it'll be like mid-season towards the end of the season. But at that point, like, why even bring him back, you know? Bro, I don't know.
Send him to the Windy City Bulls, man. The G League team. The G League team.
Shout out to the G League.
shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, another loser for me, though, since we're on the topic of the losers. Okay. This idea of Kofi Kingston going heel and possibly getting motivation from a carrying Keith Cross just does not sit well with me.
Uh-uh.
Right? Because, listen, and I understand getting advice from anybody is advice, no matter who it is, right?
Right.
But
right.
How are you going to get advice if you've done nothing? You know? How are you going to give somebody a former world champion, multi IC champion, multi tag team champion, tag team of the year, faction of the year? They host their WrestleMania. I mean, the accolades just pile on for Kofi Kingston, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to give advice when you've done nothing but change your hair?
Listen, just I'm gonna tell you like this. There's always that one coworker at work that has less experience than you and knows less than you, but always trying to tell you what to do and how you should do shit. There's always that one coworker.
You already know, trying to give you advice. Like you only been here like what, a year? I've been here since the open.
For real? And you trying to tell me how to do my shit? You trying to give your opinion on how things... Nah, motherfucker. This is how things get done because this is the most efficient way to do shit. How are you going to tell Kofi Kingston how to do things?
That's what I'm saying. How you, bro, you were fired.
For real.
I've been here. You know? Like, you were fired, hired multiple times. I've been here, man.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Steady, like
the silly thing about Kofi Kingston, he had a Jamaican accent, and then he got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying Keith Cross, he came in a shredder looking mask, and then they told him to grow some hair.
Yeah, now he lost his job, and then he grew.
You just been silly this whole time.
Yeah,
whole
man.
Just been silly, you know,
hasn't been it. Really, hasn't been hitting. Carrying Keith Cross really can't be out here giving life advice, career advice to someone. Get your shit in order, and then you can come talk to me, bro.
Thank you.
For real.
Like, but figure out what you're doing with your faction. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of factions and getting things in order, I'm going to give a winner to the Judgment Day this week.
Okay. Let's go.
So yeah. It's kind of like one of those things with Judgment Day where it's like a week-to-week thing. Like, one week they can be winners, one week they can be losers. This week, I'm going to give them winners. You know, they and by they, I mean... Finn Balor and JD McDonough. Jesus, I called him by his government name.
Well, that's how much of a winners they are now.
Yeah.
That's how much
Yeah. So they're the number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles. Carlito helped, got the assist. You know, he was led into the clubhouse. Damian Priest was like, you know what, I don't really trust you. But you know, if the boys wanna like roll with you, that's cool. You know, just not allowed in here. So he goes in there, helps out with the assist, fucked up his back trying to give a backstabber on the announce table. I don't know why he thought that was a good idea. Like, the whole weight just fell on your knee and your back. Like,
Carlito, bro, you're not 25 no more, man.
Bro, you can't do it. That was not cool. But then you go on to like early on in the episode of Raw, you had Damian Priest going at Drew, basically saying it's like, bro, you out here coming for me, getting mad at me. You need to go ahead and look in the mirror and blame that guy. Because listen, we could have went to WrestleMania and tore the fucking house down for the world title, and that would have been the end of it. That would have been our story. We would have been good. But you kept stopping me from cashing in on Seth Rollins. I wanted to cash in on Seth Rollins, but you kept stopping me. And you also were the one saying that if you were smart, Damian Priest, you would wait until I beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania and then you cash in on Drew McIntyre. Well, guess what, motherfucker? Drew, he took your advice. He did exactly what you told him to do. Wait, you laid down the blueprint. So how you gonna get mad for the homie Damian Priest for following the game plan?
Right.
You know, he followed the game plan. You laid it out. How are you going to be mad at him? So he's a winner because he looked good. He handled business. Drew was calling out people that weren't there. So he called out Priest. Priest showed up. It's like, if you're going to say shit, say it to my face, essentially. Gave him a title match, so we got that going as well. Carlito's also a winner. He's not part of Judgment Day, but he's Judgment Day adjacent right now, because Carlito was embraced by Damian Priest, actually. He called him amigo, you know? So he's like, what you did out there, Carlito? That was cool, you know? So,
and then you got Finn Balor. He called you amigo. He's like, if anybody that knows what the word amigo means, it's Carlito, right? Like, yeah. Not no. you. You know, I was like, not that. That no, word
and then, not and have then JD McDonough, he's like, hey, he said the thing. He said the thing. Yeah. they sounded like fucking marks, and I loved it, bro.
I was and like, then, get y'all.
And then last but not least, in the Judgment Day winners, is my boy Dom. Because like I was saying, I wasn't really feeling the stash. But this week with the reverse snapback with the stash, I don't know, it kind of worked for me. It gave me like an old, like late 90s Chicano from Cali vibe.
Oh,
like Orale Holmes, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay. It like was he working. Was part of like Tres de la Cuentes, you know what I'm saying?
Ya tu sabes, you know? So he's a winner for that. But the big reason he's a winner is because I saw a leak on Twitter by this Funko page that I follow. Shout out to the homie Jesus. He sent it to me in the group chat.
Shout out,
Jesus. And he let us know that there were a few Funkos that were going to be released. And my boy Dom is getting that Prison Dom Funko Pop releasing very soon. Yes.
No.
So my boy Dom is going to get a Funko.
Does it come with the jail cell? Like in the
No. So it's the purple like flannel Judgment Day gear.
With the bandana?
With the bandana.
Our picture, one of our
Matter of fact, let me see if I can find it. I'll send it to you so you can take a look. There were a couple more that were announced.
I saw that they were releasing. You know how they do? I don't know if it is. Maybe it's not. But I know they're doing the figure of that.
Yeah, the figure I need to get. Yeah, I don't collect wrestling figures.
Let's call it the Dom from the Barrio. You know, say the
Dom from the Barrio. I'm with it, man.
Yeah, that if I haven't bought a wrestling figure or any type of figure in a while, but that's definitely one I will be looking for. You know,
saying? for sure. Me too, man. Like I've never actually bought a wrestling figure. Period. Like at least for myself, I bought it for like let's say my younger sister or a little cousin or something for like a gift. Mm-hmm. But for myself, I've never actually gotten the figure for myself. But that Dom figure looks so good. I need to actually get it just for the collectible of it, just because it's fucking Dom, you know. But yeah,
I mean, because it's something like like the TJP figure. Like I wanted to get that because like you know I've never seen something of that level have like the Filipino flag. It's a Filipino American, you know what I'm saying? So it represent and identify with that, right?
Right.
This figure, you know, even though people will say like whatever, it's Dom, but at the same time, like he resonates with us, right? He's in the sneakers, right? He's in the street culture fashion. He definitely knows like the whole LA, you know, type of scene, and like we like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's funny
for real, for sure,
because he's trying to be gangster and he's not gangster. That's the also funny part too, like
that's what makes it the best, man. He's so outside the element.
He wants to act like he's from like South Central LA, but he's like from like the really like nicest part of San Diego, you know,
for real. He's from like nah. He gets like Beverly Hills vibes trying to
be... for real, dude. Yes, yes, yes. But you want to act like he's from like
Beverly Hills of Chicano looking ass. Yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to Dom, man. He got
shout out to Dom, man. Winner. Selena always Vega, too. Winner.
She got a Funko. You know, like the gear she wore at Puerto Rico Backlash last year?
Oh, she's got really?
That one. So yeah.
That's in one of the up and coming ones?
Yeah. So, like, the set that I got leaked was dope. Another Razor Ramon, Lex Luger with the America flag stuff gear.
Okay.
Selena Vega with the Puerto Rican flag gear. She actually has like the giant flag behind her, like she did in her entrance.
Nice, nice.
Like I said, Dominic Mysterio with like the purple like flannel and like the Judgment Day shirt underneath and like the mullet. He's got that going. Seth Rollins, just a new one with like a white like gear on. You know, more of a modern Seth Rollins.
Okay.
And then the last one is Mr. America for some reason.
Mr. America Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Check your Twitter. I sent you that. So you can kind of get like
it. Mr. America. What a time that was.
Yeah, man.
What a time.
Shout out to Ruthless Aggression SmackDown. The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
The beauty, dude. What a dude. That was like, what was that peak of Ruthless Aggression era too? Was that?
Yeah, that's when it was like
prime.
Yeah, it was in the up and up. You know, it was in the up. And okay, up. It was getting up there for sure. Especially SmackDown for sure. It was getting up there.
Oh, this is the SmackDown 6, right?
Yeah,
you're talking like Edge, right? You're talking about what Chris Jericho, Eddie Guerrero. But yeah, those are all dope things. Anything else you got?
Winners and losers, that's mostly what I got. Honestly, I didn't have too much written down just because I didn't want to be too redundant.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Just a fast track, you know, like we talked about, New Japan is having Super Juniors right now. I know currently, like, we have a show every other day, so definitely check that out. I mean, one of the wrestlers, Akira, made his in-ring debut in one of the Super Juniors as a singles competitor, so I think that's cool. We also had MLW came to the Shy, right? They had Lucha Aztec. I heard that was pretty dope. The show was sold out. I have yet to actually watch the show, trying to find clips of it on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
it was kind of close to you, right? Cicero Stadium.
Yeah, it's not that far off. You know, it's like a bit of like maybe like a 20-minute drive. 20
minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on traffic too. Like,
by the way, everything in Chicago is only 20 minutes away.
Mostly, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we're lucky to live like around a lot of highways that can get you in and out of the city like easily.
For real.
You know.
I want to go to the MLW show.
Shout out 88, you know what I'm saying? Shout out 294.
There you go.
290,
9095,
shout out.
People out here just that aren't from Chicago just think you're just throwing random numbers out there.
Let's be real. Dan Ryan, right? Ryan and the Kennedy Expressway.
Mr. Kennedy Expressway. Oh, man. Good shit.
No, but yeah, that was pretty good too. One thing, I want to say for AEW is the whole Tony Storm stuff that's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Edge,
yeah,
you know, I don't really I try to watch as much AEW as I can possible, right? But the stuff that Edge is doing, I kind of like. Kyle O'Reilly to me just looks like Milhouse, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know his ring. Man. I mean, this dude looked like he just came back from fishing, you know, coming to the ring with cargo shorts and fucking, you know. But I did like what they're doing with him and the whole Edge and all that. So shout out to them for doing that.
Yeah.
So I have some little bit of like news, right?
Okay.
One of the things that I saw was that Rey and Angie Mysterio celebrate 28 years of marriage. Shout out to them. Shout out to them. The also thing I also saw that it said that Liv is the top merch for the women's seller right now.
Nah, for real?
Which is pretty wild.
That's crazy. Shout out to Liv.
Shout out to Liv, man.
I've been hating on her revenge tour for a minute, but you know, I'm glad she's coming up.
Okay, so like, you know, another QR code showed up on Raw. I might need your help to like kind of decipher what the QR code meant, but like I know it meant with like that one psychiatrist that Bray Wyatt talked about. And are they going about this idea that she's missing?
So supposedly, I haven't actually checked out the QR code. I've just kind of been seeing
people. Okay, because I was kind of confused. I was like, am I getting an Amber Alert with this QR code? That's,
or it might have been an Amber Alert QR code. Because, okay, so it was like a missing persons thing for the psychiatrist that did the like the therapy like commercials for
The Fiend. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For The Fiend, right? But also, it's I think the word's called an anagram or whatever.
Where they kind of like unscrambled to be
Uncle Howdy. And if you scramble up the words, it also spells Uncle Howdy.
Right.
So it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO, you know?
I know you like those. I know you like those. You know what I'm saying?
I'm all about BOGOs.
Shout out to Foot Locker for back in the day for having some sneakers be for 2 for $89. Yo, that used to save me sometimes, you know?
Dude, for real. Growing up, I was like, you only get this much for shoe budgets, and then like the two for eighty something like shoes from Foot Locker. I'm like, oh, right here, I get two shoes right here. Like it's right below the budget, because it'd always be like 150 or like 160 the budget, and then my mom would always kind of give me that wiggle room. My dad would give me that wiggle room, so you know, like let's say the budget was like 150, like but it's like 165. They're like, all right, you know, it's close enough to the budget, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean,
some of the sneakers that were like not looked as like popular models back then, but they're popular now. It's like, you know, a lot of New Balances were in that 2 for $89.
Yes.
Nike Cortezes were in that 2 for $89.
Yeah.
You know, so some Air Maxes were in the 2 for $89 category. But anyway, that's a whole different tangent. Okay, so back to the QR code thing. So like after the whole QR code thing happened, Alexa Bliss tweeted out and said, "Just you wait." So I guess, is she trying to make some type of Austin Theory where she's attached to this new era of Uncle Howdy or the White Six thing that they got going on?
Who knows?
And then my other question is that, do you want Alexis to come back as like this character like that she was with Bray Wyatt?
I'm going to say yes, and only solely because she was so very much associated with the character prior to her going on maternity leave. But then also, you know, she did separate from the character, and it was just kind of like Alexa Bliss with like the hints of like evil still there. But she was also being targeted by Uncle Howdy, if you recall, like not just Bray, you know, so he was targeting both sides of the coin, so to speak. And obviously, because
like right before she left, like she had like he would appear. Remember, like she would be like fighting somebody in the crowd, and he would be right there.
Yeah, no, she would be in her match. She tried to be like a clean cut babyface, John Cena style, and then Uncle Howdy showed up, and it's like she got possessed, you know. And then she'd just be more aggressive, more vicious. So it makes all the sense in the world for her to be included in it. And then obviously, it might give more credence to like Bo Dallas or Taylor Rotunda or whatever iteration, what name he's going to use. There was already the rumors that Eric Rowan had re-signed with the company. Then you have guys like Dexter Lumis, Nikki Cross, Joe Gacy, even Braun Strowman, even though he's already re-debuted it on SmackDown, on Raw. I mean, he's already been on TV. He can easily be manipulated and targeted by this faction. So I don't know, there's a lot of possibilities. Honestly, I'm open to whatever. I'm open to whatever. You know, it's the factory reset, man. Fan in me, man. I'm all for it. You know,
I'm gonna make that the name of this the episode title, the factory reset. I'm with you, and I see what a lot of our other homies on the calf say too. I think we're all of like leaving it open-ended, right?
Yeah,
I know we talked about it off air. For me, it's just kind of like, okay, are we rushing into it? I mean, it hasn't been a year yet, you know? And I understand you don't want to lose momentum on the character. Right. But you also don't want to do something where it just feels like it's kind of like rush and you're just doing it just to do it, right?
Exactly.
Because, you know, it'd be one thing if Uncle Howdy had like a semi-presence before the thing happened. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like now you're having to kind of redo a little bit of that allure with this version of what they're ever going to do with Uncle Howdy. I mean, it seems to be working because everyone's kind of into the whole QR codes and
all that. Call it a factory reset of the character.
Right, factory reset. a different variant, you know what I'm saying? Funko's have Chase? They have Chase.
Yes,
chases.
Yes,
there This you is go. What it is. This is the Chase variant, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, it started off with like, you know, a gray glove. This might be a charcoal. Slightly the same, but a little different.
There you go. There you go. Slight distinction.
Yeah. Only the hardcore collectors know.
Yeah. Look for the little Chase sticker on the corner.
The one of 200. The one of 200. Shout out Funko Pop. Shout out Funko
Pop. Shout out Funkos, man.
But yeah, I mean, in the end, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying like I'm reserving judgment. But I'm still very much down with it. But yeah, other than that, like that's pretty much it for news on news.
Okay. Yeah.
Should we get into it, homie?
Yeah. You want me to cue it?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And now, sweaty session.
All right, so this sweaty session, I thought it'd be funny if we did wrestling hot sauce, right?
Okay.
I've seen these before at different restaurants where, like, I think WCW had a hot sauce.
Okay.
With a bunch of, like, wrestlers on it. I don't know how it tasted, but I know it probably didn't taste good because, you know, the heat probably didn't last long like WCW Nitro.
Oh my god.
But I thought it'd be something fun that we could do for this episode. But
all right.
You want to go first? You can go one and I could go one.
Okay. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I did it like an advertisement,
you know,
like
one of those
infomercials.
I feel you.
Okay. All right. Let me try to get into character real quick. If you like munching on a burrito, but don't want to be cheated on the price or lied to on flavor, well, then you need to take a low ride on the new Latino Heat hot sauce. Orale, it'll steal your heart and your taste buds. Latino Heat hot sauce. Can you feel the heat?
Yo, I like that. That's good. Yeah. As I was writing these, I'm like, man, I wish these really came out.
Yeah. I also had the prop too for the people that can't watch it. Actually, have a little Eddie Guerrero Latino Heat hot sauce.
Shout out.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, man. Okay. So the one I got, right? It's Undertaker's hot sauce.
Okay.
Right? Fermented for 3 years, ghost peppers, right? With the hint of lime. This hot sauce will have you feeling buried alive, having clenching your throat as it slams you with all these different types of flavors, and having your eyes roll to the back of your head with all this amount of heat. So don't be alive, be dead with Undertaker's hot sauce.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is kind of like a part two of the Eddie one.
Okay.
Let's see how long it takes you to figure out where I'm going with this. Feeling the heat? You can't take it, so you get out of the kitchen? Well, don't you fret, mi amigo. We have the solution. That's white. From the creators of Latino Heat Hot Sauce, we proudly bring to you Chavito Heat Sauce, the perfect alternative that isn't muy caliente for your taste buds. Sprinkle a little on some of your tacos and take a bite. Hum. Ooh, Chavo.
Hold on. Oh, okay. So, okay, I was going to save that one for last, but guess what? Okay. I, too, have a hot sauce from Kerwin White himself.
Oh, yes. Do it.
And this hot sauce is for the less fortunate who don't want to expose themselves to heat. It has a little hint of vinegar.
Okay.
For those that are always asking for the manager, oh, can I have an extra this, an extra that? But for those that only want to leave a 10% tip on their waitress, Kerwin's White Hot Sauce will have you feeling as if you have all this entitlement. So please save yourself and have some Kerwin White Sauce.
Oh, man. That's good. That's good. I like how we both had a Kerwin White.
We had the same face, man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, this is my last one.
Okay.
I only had three prepped. I was really, really under the impression that we were going to have a third member here, Charlie. But, you know, it was no call, no show. All right. So this is for Jey Uso's hot sauce called Uzi Hot Sauce. So one dab of Uzi Hot will have you saying yeet after every bite. We lock down the flavor with our Uso Penitentiary peppers that will have you feeling Uzi in no time. Don't wait. Uzi Hot is now in your city.
Yo, that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that. I like that.
Oh, man.
Hell no. Nah. Okay, so this one is Edge, right? Edge's hot sauce. It's okay. Called Do You Think You Habanero Me? This hot sauce will have you feel like you could spear through a wall. All it takes is 5 seconds to get that heat going down to any piece of chicken, rice, meat, or any of your desire of choice. Sometimes it will make you even want to steal a girl to help prevent this hot sauce from getting to anybody else. Okay. This hot sauce is rated R for five different levels of scorch levels. Edge hot sauce.
Nice. Nice.
I gotta say, that was really good, man. Your Kerwin White really surprised me.
It's just because here's the thing, because I was trying to do like the Eddie Guerrero one with the Latino Heat one because it was already there. You know, I already own a bottle of Latino Heat hot sauce. So when you told me the Sweaty Session idea, I just kind of went straight to that. And then I'm like, I thought about Los Guerreros. I'm like Latino Heat, Chavito Heat. I'm like, how could I do like a Chavo one? And then it just kind of went into like a Kerwin White territory. I was like, well, Chavo is kind of like Eddie Guerrero mild, so you know he'd be like the mild sauce to go with Eddie's hot sauce.
Yo, it's like the ranch or the, you know. But yeah, appreciate you for doing this with me, homie. Go ahead and tell the people where they can find you.
Well, for sure. I want to encourage everyone to go ahead onto my YouTube, youtube.com/SESVince. If you haven't checked it out already, go ahead and check out my draft episode that I recorded with Katie Kinsey Bebe and the Warden Matt Ritter, both of the Smack and Raw podcasts. We drafted for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, respectively. It was a very fun time. Go ahead, check it out. Like, comment, subscribe, turn on the bell notifications. But also check me out on social media, on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at SES Vince. Check out the pin tweet in my bio and vote on that poll and vote for SmackDown and so I can beat Matt and Katie on who had the better roster. But aside from that, you know, just catch me here on the Get Your Podcast.
That's right. Get Your Podcast. We have a YouTube channel that I'm trying to launch, right? We have a couple episodes right now. I don't know, Vince, I think we're trying to reach a goal of 10 subscribers. If we could reach 10, that'd be cool. So we're trying to build it up as of right now. Still new to me, still new to us. But you could definitely check us out in the regular places, like Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. Also be featured on Mics and Mics as well. Vince, this was dope. Thank you for stopping by, my man. As always.
Yeah,
but I think it's that time.
Let's get out of here, man.